Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning, DFW. Sean and Arja here, 105.3 The Fan. It is a Friday, and that means it is almost football day. That means it is almost Cowboys time, which is on Sunday. We're going to pick the game for you here in a second. We will, and we've been have people asking us this, we will replay the song of all songs that I had.
The queen of songs.
Taking credit for calling it the song of all songs. But we've had some special requests to play it again because some people missed it. And we will play it again. Don't worry. That's going to be coming up here. We'll play it at 9:30 with Mickey. But let's get your game predictions here, Pat, Roy, Troy. What you guys think, what you guys are looking for on Sunday, Cowboys-Eagles.
Well, I'm going to start off by saying that I think this is a different Dallas Cowboys team than before. And before, back in September and October, I think this is a team that would have struggled handling success, and we saw that. The end of last year into the beginning part of this year, it was win-loss, 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 win-loss. Mm-hmm. It was a good 12 games or so in a row. I think they've turned a corner. I think they're much more like the 2016 team that they were. They're getting healthier. Remember, they've won these four games in a row, and a big chunk of the games, half of them, they haven't had Tyron Smith, their best offensive, well, I mean, he and Zach Martin are their best offensive linemen, and I think he's going to play in this game. So I'm picking the Cowboys, and I think it's going to be decisive. I think they're going to win the game. I'm picking them to win 27-17, and I think that it's going to be one of the, like, 27-10, and the Eagles are going to get a garbage touchdown to make it that close. I think that Dallas is much better
straight
than Philadelphia
domination
right now, and I think that the defense is going to play great again. Philadelphia is struggling throwing the ball down the field, and they've turned it over to Josh Adams, who I think seems to have some ability running the football, but not against this Cowboys defense and these linebackers. I think this is a dominating performance, and the Cowboys win 27-17.
Oh, Roy.
RJ, I first want to make a prediction that I will guarantee takes place on Sunday.
Ooh, okay.
Stone cold lock. If you can find somewhere to gamble on it, go ahead and do it, although I wish you luck. I guarantee
that they win the toss and receive.
That the fans at AT&T Stadium at some point are all going to rain down on the field with a collective.
Oh!
And it's going to be one of the coolest effects we've ever seen in a stadium. Now, we've heard the clip being played, but it wasn't until this last game that we all kind of like made a big deal about Jalen, about Leighton Vander Esch and his Wolf Howl and all that. It is going to be nuts on the broadcast on Sunday. I guarantee you that you're going to hear some massive wolf cries from the crowd. As for what's going to happen on the field, I think the Cowboys are going to go with the same formula they did the last time. And that's give Zeke the ball and hope he runs wild. Now, you'd think running for 151 yards that it was like a run-heavy game. Dak actually threw the ball 36 times compared to 28 runs by the team.
Mm-hmm.
And six of those runs were by Dak, and you'd have to believe, you know, half of those were probably originally pass plays that he turned into scrambles or what have
sure.
you. I think the Cowboys still are able to hold serve here. I am concerned about Zach Ertz and who else might be, because Zach Ertz went off for 145 yards and two touchdowns, 14 catches the last time they played. But if they can hold him down, the Cowboys should win. They should win this game. 23-17 is my prediction.
All right, 23-17, so you have them not covering. Okay.
No, you haven't covered.
I have them covering.
4.5 points.
No, the over-under.
Oh, yeah,
the over.
I do not think they'll hit the over-under. I don't. Because, again, I say they needed 21 points at the end of the game last time to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to the fourth quarter, they weren't going to be anywhere close.
Okay. Troy Hughes?
Normally, when I would predict this game, I would say the Eagles would score no more than 14 points because this defense is playing lights out right now. Leighton Vander Esch is having a remarkable year. Everyone, it seems like, on the defense is having a remarkable year. But just like Texas OU, this is a rivalry game.
It is.
And people will step up for a rivalry game. The Eagles will step up and play. But I think the Cowboys offense will step up more. Cowboys win 24-20.
Okay, 24-20. I have been wrong for seven straight weeks.
Okay.
Okay. And I have picked against the Cowboys during this entire win streak, in part to keep this win streak going. So I'm going to do that again.
Oh.
And I'm going to keep the win streak going by picking against the Cowboys.
Good bit.
Good job. Good job.
Thank you. It's a good job by you. So I will say that the Eagles are going to win 28-24, which means the Cowboys are going to win the football game because I'm the jinx, and that's sort of what I'm trying to do here, trying to help them win.
28-24.
So the Eagles are going to win 28-24. There you go.
Hmm. What's the biggest key, real quick?
But honestly, I mean, it's the secondary of the Philadelphia Eagles. Okay. Like, if the Cowboys could exploit it, then they're going to dominate this football
game. Oh, I think it's different. I think it's what was the key last time. What made the difference for the Cowboys last time? The secondary for the Eagles was just as bad then.
No, I know. And they dominated it in the second half.
No, I get that. Yeah. But what really helped them was the fact that Zeke was running wild. He averaged 7.9 yards per carry.
Wow.
He only had 19 carries. He racked up 151 yards. Every time they ran the ball with the Eagles against that vaunted defensive line, they ran through them. They crushed them. And they need to do that again, which, in my opinion, is not necessarily a guarantee of the formula working the second time around, because the Eagles know that too. And they may sell out to make sure that Zeke isn't the one to beat him, and ultimately Dak does have to make that secondary pay for having so many injuries.
I do love that Zeke has had these 10 days, you know, between last Thursday and this upcoming Sunday. 90 touches in the last three games over a 12-day stretch.
Man, they basically had double the amount of rest that the Eagles have had to get ready for
Eagles
this game.
Played Monday night and are traveling on a short week. The Cowboys played at home last Thursday. I mean, that's a big difference in rest there. I think the Cowboys are going to be able to come out and run the football well in the game, too.
And also, y'all mentioned Dak Prescott. Dak, I mean, we know Dak listens. He listens all the time.
He does. Well, he probably listens to the song at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, he'll listen to the song that we played at 8. We'll have coming up at 9:30 as well. But, Dak, since you are listening, you're a huge Tolo. When you hear this in your head, when you step back to throw, either run or throw it away.
Yeah.
He needs to work on the clock.
Well, I mean, who's sitting there telling you how long he's got? Do they have somebody on the computer there?
You just got to use that eternal clock just a little bit more. That's it. And I know I got killed by Mickey. Oh, my God. After that Saints game, I got killed. What did Dak go? 24-28?
Last week, yeah.
Yeah, remarkable game. I pointed out the clock in his head and the fact that I think Michael Gallup is ready to break out on this team. And he just dropped the biggest SOB on me that I've ever heard out of Mickey's mouth.
Mm.
But it's like, you can be critical of Dak, especially when it comes to him holding on the ball too
long. Yeah, no, you can. You absolutely – and I am. I mean, I'm a huge Dak fan, but sacks are on quarterbacks. They're quarterback faults, and a lot of them are.
Xavier Suafila was on roller skates in that game.
Yeah, he was. Some of them are. But he's playing hurt,
and he's toughing it out.
Dealing with that ankle.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, there were a couple of times where Dak had less than 2 seconds. So, I mean, some of them were definitely on him, and he needs to do a better job. He's been sacked already more times this season than he was last season or in 2016. So that's not a good trend. But it's not all on Dak. I mean, the offensive line has been better, but I would say the pass protection has not been phenomenal. And I think getting Tyron back is going to help with that, though. I mean, Tyron Smith is better than Cam Fleming.
I would hope so.
Right?
Yeah. Now, he played against the Eagles, obviously, several weeks ago. So it's not like the Cowboys will be significantly upgraded, you know, comparatively to the last time they played this team. But still, they should be better at that spot. Conversely, the Eagles do look like they found a way to get Golden Tate a little bit more involved. He has the rare opportunity of taking 3 losses from one team in the regular season, as he lost to the Cowboys with the Lions, lost to him the first matchup with the Eagles, and could lose to him again. I don't know how many teams in NFL history have lost to one team 3 times in the regular season.
But like I said earlier this week, Golden Tate to me is like Chris Davis to the Rangers. He's a killer. For some reason, he always steps up when he plays the Cowboys.
He is. Donnie thinks that Jason Garrett has had his best coaching. Let's see. Top five coach all time is what you said.
That's exactly what I said.
All right, take us through your Jason Garrett take, because I think it's a really good one, and I agree with it. I think Jason's done a phenomenal job. And
hey guys, how we doing?
I'm in the minority on that one, but take us away.
I just think that Jason Garrett turned a corner in 2014 that I don't think people are giving him the credit. I think they're looking back to the first part of his time with the Cowboys and the 8-8, 8-8, 8-8, 8-8 over and over and over again, and they're holding that against him to this point, and they're holding it against him, obviously, for good reason, the lack of playoff success. I understand that. But the Cowboys have won more games than any other team in the NFC in the last 3 years. 29 wins is more than the Packers, more than the Seahawks, more than, I mean, anybody else. The Rams, with what they've done of late.
There's one coach who's got a better record the last 3 years.
Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. And so, I mean, clearly playoff and postseason success should matter. But to me, when I look at it and I say that this guy has a chance to have a winning record for the fourth time in the last 5 years, and that's something only five other coaches have been able to do, I mean, he's improving. This team was dominant in 2014. They were dominant in 2016. And right now, they look like that 2016 group. Again, they're rolling teams right now. The defense is great. And I just think that sometimes it's easy to look at previous mistakes and problems and to just assume that that's the case now. But, you know, I mean, since 2014, I came in 2013 covering this team. This is my sixth season covering the team. And everybody was upset about the offensive line. Everybody was upset about the fact they didn't run the ball enough. And everybody was upset that the defense was terrible. Well, here we are now. And they run the ball better than just about anybody in the league. The offensive line over the stretch since 2014 has been phenomenal. And you can make the case now that I think this is the best defense, or at least in the top two with Chicago, in the NFL. So I think this is a sign that he's growing as a head coach. And people don't want to give him credit. After the win against the Saints, I purposefully went to Twitter and said, will Cowboys fans give Jason Garrett credit for this win over the Saints? And 95% of the responses were, no, they're winning in spite of him. And at this point, when you've won 12 games in 2014, 13 games 2 years ago, and now you're on track, and the media, unofficial poll, when I walked around asking guys yesterday at the Star, most of them said they think the Cowboys are going to finish with 10 wins. I mean, you have three double-digit win seasons in a five-year stretch. You know, and again, people point out the one playoff win. Well, they won a playoff game in 2014, and he doesn't get credit for making the, you know, having a bye in 2016 after a dominant season. Aaron Rodgers beat him twice. You know, hey, this team has a chance to do some damage in the playoffs, I think, this year. And I think that people are holding it against Jason Garrett, what he did early on in his tenure, where he was not a great coach.
Well, he was also turning the roster over. And I know everyone loves to give credit to Will McClay. It was Jason Garrett. He created a plan for drafting. And then Will McClay mastered that plan. Like, you know, he did. Like, you know, Jason wanted to turn the roster over. Plan is, we're focusing. We're going to take the best player available 3 straight years. They did. You know, they got Tyron, they got Zatt, they got Travis. I mean, they completely reshaped the offensive line.
They play for the guy. And I think you saw that in the post-game interview with Michael Gallup during that situation. And shows you. And this team, I mean, people want to say, don't give him credit for that. They don't quit on Jason Garrett. They never have. And that's not something that the Jaguars can say about Doug Marrone. Look at last night. That team has completely mailed it in. Look at the way they tried to tackle Derrick Henry on that 99-yard touchdown. I mean, it was they've given up on him. So all I'm saying, I'm not here. I mean, you teased earlier why Jason Garrett's one of the top five coaches. Okay, that's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is I believe Jason Garrett turned a corner in 2014 to coach to his strengths. He has this locker room believing. They've been pretty good over the last 4.5 seasons, and maybe it's time for Cowboys fans to just take a step back and say, maybe he is getting a little better as a head coach, and he has this team in position to once again be in the playoffs, and I'm just not a believer that because you've had previous lack of success in the postseason, it means you're not going to succeed in the playoffs this year. I think there's a very real chance that this Cowboys team will get in the playoffs, and, you know, I like him against, in that first round game, against any of the teams. It's the second round matchup that scares you, obviously, against either the Rams or the Saints.
Those road games.
But is that a Jason Garrett problem? I mean, in that point, when they're going against those two teams, I mean, he just takes an awful lot of criticism that at this point I think was fair early on. But if you could just block out the first 4 years and look at the last 4 years, I think it's pretty safe to say that he's grown and this organization has grown. And I think that this is a team that is young and talented and has a chance now to be good with this formula for the next couple of years.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.